Ace Whitehead standing at his 30. He's going to punt the ball away for Lampasas. Gavin Martinez stands at his 30 to receive. Let's see if this is the time Gavin Martinez breaks one. Here's the punt. He's going to catch it at his own 29-yard line. Makes the first man miss. Spins around going backwards and finally gives up the ghost and kind of is pushed out of bounds at his own 33-yard line. Flag on the play. Oh, joy.
Yeah. Haven't seen any of those tonight yet.
It's thrown kind of in the area where Gavin received the punt. So this is usually an illegal block of some sort.
I was going to say the block in the back or a holding penalty typically is what you see right here.
Stay with us at halftime. We'll let you enjoy some band action. Yeah, it's going to be an illegal block on Wimberley. Hey, we're looking for fall interns. If you're interested in broadcasting, come intern for us. Give our office a call for more information at 512-965-9969. It'll be a fun little job to have.
They may replace us, bud. They may get somebody good.
We'd probably be pretty easily to replace. Get somebody young and fresh.
Yeah.
Ball at the 23-yard line. That's where Wimberley will begin the drive. Carruthers and Kipperis in the backfield. Throws it out right side, does Weeks to Stover. And he is able to push his way forward to the 28-yard line where he's kind of run out of bounds. But the official mercifully winds his arm and says, keep that clock running.
That's right. You know, with the cushion, we talked about it earlier, what they were giving Gavin 10, 11, 12 yards backing up on the snap as well. So it ends up 14, 15-yard cushion. They just are continuing that. And so we're seeing these quick passes to Stover, to Gavin Martinez, and we saw Krebs earlier. It's just a long run, really.
Back to throw is Weeks, and he gets it away, and it's incomplete. He had to get rid of it pretty quickly, though, Jared. He was getting some good pressure.
Yeah, backside pressure right there, kind of squeezed around Carruthers and ended up kind of forcing him up to the top side of the field and had to get rid of it really more over the head of Stover than it was in front of him, but an incompletion nonetheless. We haven't seen many of those.
No, and I'm laughing because after the throw, JoJo, you know, these quarterbacks, they don't like to be hit. He kind of turned around and
he looked
talked
at Moss.
To Carruthers like, hey, you might take care of this guy. I don't like to be hit.
Yeah, he looked at Moss and said, "I, you know, you're going to get hit as a game of football, but not on the backside."
Third down and five now. Texans sling it out to the left side. It's caught. Is that Krebs? Look out. 40, 50, 40. They won't catch him. 20, 10, 5, touchdown, 72 yards. Weeks to Krebs. Touchdown, Wimberley.
And then when that young man picks him up and puts him down, he is hard to catch. We saw it last year, and we've seen it how many times this year, deep balls or short passes to Hayden Krebs. And kind of got a little smoke trail following him right now as he cools his feet off him running so fast.
And they had the angle on him, Jared, and he just outran the angle.
Yeah, he's a big kid. For those of you who haven't watched a game live yet, Hayden Krebs, he's a pretty big boy considering as fast as he is. All of these wide receivers, Gavin Martinez is a tall kid, Wyatt Mann, Hayden Krebs, all three are got a good size to them. So it's a benefit for JoJo Weeks to have somebody who can catch the ball 10 yards down the field and get you 60 out of it.
Boy, no doubt. 72-yard touchdown pass play. Texans 28, Lampasas 3. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from State Farm agent Byron Eccles, providing insurance and financial services for the Wimberley Valley and surrounding Hill Country. Located on FM 3237 near the intersection of Ranch Road 12 and Wimberley. Available by phone at 512-847-9400 and online at byroneccles.com. Byron and the entire office staff wish the Texans a great 2017 season. Go Texans!
Nick Cole's going to kick things off. Stop me if you've heard that before tonight.
Yeah, that's he's had a couple of them.
28-3, Wimberley all over the Lampasas Badgers with 11 minutes left to play in the first half. Here's the kickoff. It's going to go all the way down to the 15-yard line, to the 20. And brought down at the 21-yard line is the return man, and that's Cameron Everts. And that's where Lampasas will take over at their own 21, trailing at 28-3. JoJo Weeks with three touchdown passes already tonight. I think he came into the game with eight on the season, seven or eight.
Yeah, he had four in game one, and I think three or four in game two as well. And they're just continuing the barrage, we'll call it, of scoring so far here in the 2017 season.
Here's Whitehead now, flips it over the middle, and it's caught. His receiver got it out to the 29-yard line. It's caught by Francisco Rodriguez. Pickup of eight. It'll be second down and two. Whitehead's a small guy, but he can fling it pretty good. Left-hander looking right and throwing right and incomplete. And it'll be third down and three now.
This is kind of that that time in a football game, and not necessarily from a time standpoint. We're only a couple minutes into the second quarter here, but sometimes you see the defense maybe start taking a couple more chances, try to jump a route and take a pick six or something, you know, a confident lead, and they got a little bit of swag with them. I like that word, by the way. We've used it. And this is kind of that situation right here where you see they may take an opportunity to. They're all-out blitz on this play.
Going to flip it over to the middle of the field. A little slant pattern is caught by the receiver, and that is Owen Davis for a first down. They're going to spot it at the 36-yard line, and that's the perfect play call for that send-everybody blitz that Wimberly brought on that play. Good job by Whitehead to get it out of his hands. Whitehead now is in trouble, but he's going to be scrambling out right side to the 40 and steps out of bounds at the 41-yard line, a pickup of about four on the play, on the scramble.
Defense kind of really does on this near side to us right here, the two defensive backs, Benoli and Stover, jump the flat route, and wide receiver for Lampasas goes free, but too much pressure, couldn't extend.
Here's Perino now on the quick little bubble screen to the left, and that's going nowhere. In fact, they lost 3 or 4 yards back. Well, they're going to give him a loss of two. I think that's a pretty generous spot to the 39-yard line of Lampasas. It's going to be third down and seven now for the Badgers. 9:40 left to play in the second quarter. Mike Blackwell, Jared Robinson with you from Texan Stadium in Wimberley, where the Texans lead it 28-3. Whitehead back to throw. Looks over the middle. He's got a man. He looks. He was trying to hit Perino, and it's incomplete. Overshot him. So Badgers will be forced to punt again.
Wimberley defense just continues to step up, and those opportunities that they seems like early in the downs, first, second down, they're giving up some decent yardage on short passes. Third down, they've really bared down their knuckles and stopping them. And then, of course, as we see here, fourth down, they're going to end up with another punt right here from Lampasas. And equally as tired as Cole's leg's going to be as the punter for Lampasas come tomorrow.
Michael Gwynn is back to punt for the Badgers here, and he gets it away. Martinez is going to catch it at his 28-yard line to the 30, 35, 40. Look out, 50. Cuts inside and gets it down to the Lampasas 42-yard line. Martinez, an outstanding return. First down, Wimberley.
Good job of hitting the hole right there by Gavin. He kind of waited patiently for his block to come in, and as soon as the hole opened up, he was gone, stopped by only the punter at that point. So a big play right there for the Texans again here early in the second period, up 28-3. Another opportunity for a short field.
Planted his foot and just exploded through that hole. You're exactly right.
We have a lot of quick burst guys when you talk about Hayden Krebs and Stover.
Quick twitch. That's right.
That's it, quick twitch muscles.
That's right.
You and I don't have those quick twitch muscles.
Oh, I beg to differ. I think you got a lot of quickness.
Yes,
I think.
Yes. I don't, actually. I don't think at all.
Actually, you don't, huh?
Yeah.
Empty backfield here
when
for
I press
JoJo.
The accelerator on my truck.
That's right. That's your quick twitch. JoJo over the middle. Wide open is Stover at the 25-yard line. Makes a move to the 20. Another move inside down to the 17-yard line. Cade Stover looks like he ought to be with Dancing with the Stars on that pass and catch from JoJo Weeks. The Texans once again in the red zone of Lampasas.
And Stover wanted in on that one. He was not going to go out of bounds.
No.
In any which way, he kind of danced back and forth right over here on the sideline, near sideline, and he did not want to go out of bounds and ends up a big gain. JoJo really did a good job of going through his progressions right there. His first option was Gavin Martinez on the outside. Stover was actually the third coming back through the middle as Kipperus was the secondary on the outside. So good job of making good reads.
Here's Weeks now. He's going to throw it near the end zone. Did he catch it down there at the 2-yard line? What a catch that is for Wyatt Mann. He was laying on the ground when he caught that ball. First and goal at the 2-yard line. Describe that one, Jared.
You know, that's that's a tough one to describe. It looked like he was going to go and do an in, and JoJo ended up throwing the ball earlier. Wyatt got his head around and snapped it and literally just laid on his rear and laid back and caught it on his rear. So,
That's right.
Good catch right there. That's what you call having confidence in your wide receiver, and JoJo's got that with all four of his guys.
First and goal at the 2. It's Kipperus on the carry, but they've got that snuffed out pretty good. I don't think he gained any yards, so it'll be second down and goal now from the 2-yard line. 8:15 left to play in the second quarter. Texans leading at 28-3 and knocking on that door once again here. Lampasas defense has got to be wondering what has hit them.
Yeah, they're a little struck at this moment, scoring 60-something last week and all of a sudden getting shut down right now. And
here's Kipperus again with the carry, and they may have got a yard. I think he nudged his way a yard to the 1-yard line, but it'll be third down and goal now for the Texans. No, they said it's right at the line of scrimmage. Still at the 2. And it's going to be third down and goal now for the Texans.
This may be the run-throw option right here. Bootleg JoJo out with a run-throw option and use his big frame if he needs to stretch it into the end zone or a quick dump-off pass to Stover or Mann here, but we'll see.
Nope, they're going to give it to Carruthers right up the middle. Touchdown, Wimberly.
Flag on the play.
And a very late flag thrown in the end zone, so I don't know what that's all about.
Only thing I could think of would be possibly maybe a celebration of some sort early after he scores the touchdown.
I didn't see anything in particular, but
JoJo running off the field, so maybe they're going to call this or touchdown stands and maybe a penalty after that. We'll see what the they're on the far side discussing it right now. Here we go.
Carruthers with a 2-yard touchdown run.
They're setting up normal, so it must have been on the defense. It is personal foul on the defense.
Well, and you got to believe there's a lot of frustration now in that on that Lampasa side of things, defensively especially. Coles now in to try to add the extra point, and the kick is up, and it is powered through and good. 7:18 left to play in the second quarter. Our score, Wimberly 35, Lampasas 3. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from Seton Medical Center Hayes, providing advanced medical care to the residents of Wimberly and surrounding communities, with board-certified physicians and medical professionals on hand. Located at 6001 Kyle Parkway in Kyle. More information about cardiology services at seton.net/Hayes. Support comes from CommuniCare Health Centers, offering an array of services including pediatric and family medicine, senior care, dental procedures, behavioral health, minor surgery, and WIC services. Locations in Wimberly and Kyle. More information at communicaresa.org.
25 for Wimberley, 3 for Lampasas. 7:18 left to play in the second quarter. Lampasas flagged for the personal foul after the Moss Carruthers 2-yard touchdown run. So the Texans are going to kick off from the Lampasas 45-yard line.
Turns Nick it into Coles, a long field.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Just going to say, turns it into a long field. Coles has been kicking it to the 15, so this ought to be right on the goal line.
Here's the kickoff. It's actually into the end zone. He's going to bring it out. Not sure why, at the 5-yard line, and he gets it out to about the 8-yard line. I believe that is Cameron Everts on the return, and see where they spot it.
It's going to be right at the...
right at the 9.
Oh, he's going to move back to the 7 now. There.
Nine.
There we go.
9-yard line. First down at 10 for Lampasas. Remember, if you are a local business owner and would like to help sponsor these broadcasts, give our office a call to find out more information at 512-965-9969. It's a great way to get your message out to the Wimberley community. We'd love to have you as part of this team. Whitehead will give it to Williams. He's got a hole, but he's going to be tripped up. It looked like a huge hole, but somebody got a hand on his ankle, it looked like, and he's able to get about 3, maybe 4 yards to the 13, so it'll be second down and 6.
And you're right, it was a big hole right there right off the bat, just opened up for him and closed just equally as fast.
Lampasas now running from our right to left here in this second period. Williams gets the handoff, but they blew the whistle prior to the
I don't see a flag,
snap.
Do you?
Flag on the far sideline. The Lions judge over there threw it.
Got to be a legal formation then, maybe. But they wouldn't have stopped it for that.
See what the call is here.
False start.
Yeah, false start. So they're going to pack them up more. Troy Rogers has to be shaking his head over there on the far sideline. This is a tough thing to deal with when you got a bunch of 16, 17, 18-year-old kids and they're getting beat like this. That's a difficult thing.
And like you said, emotions come into it a little bit at some point, and you're going to always understand that frustration levels for Lampasas. And then you've got Wimberley, obviously, that's having a very successful year and a great ball game right now, and they're probably carrying a little bit of attitude with them.
Here's Williams now. He gets the carry. He's got some running room. He gets it past the 10. Back out to the 13-yard line. So it'll be third down now and about 7 to go, I believe, for the first down. Clock is at 6:05 in the first half, and it's running. Badgers trying to get a first down here and get out from the shadow of their own goalpost. Back to throw. Whitehead going to go left side, and he overshot Perino. It's going to be incomplete, covered by Gavin Martinez.
And it's going to draw the punt team out again for Lampasas right here after a three and out again by the Texans defense. They've got to be proud of what they're doing so far tonight.
Whitehead looks like now he's going to be back deep to punt. They've used a couple of different punters here tonight. And Gavin Martinez, you can just tell by his body language, Gavin Martinez wants to take one to the house. Let's see if this is the one he could take. He's standing at the Badgers 43-yard line to receive this punt. High snap. Bounces on the ground. Whitehead has it. He's in a lot of trouble. He wanted to try to punt it away, but he didn't really have space. Jared, he runs out of bounds at his own 4-yard line, and that's where the Texans will take over. Goodness gracious.
Yeah, it tried to, exactly what you're talking about, tried to kind of get the rugby-style kick out around the corner, but I think he probably made a good decision right there as two Texans were bearing down. And that's one of those where if you attempt to kick that one, you may fall awkwardly on your plant leg or whatever it may be.
Into the end zone, anything.
Yeah, I thought he may just throw the ball away at some point, but obviously taking the penalty for lineman downfield. But needless to say, Texans do take over again on the 4-yard line here. They're going to bring Carruthers and Kipras again to each side of JoJo Weeks.
Ball at the 4. The give is to Carruthers, I believe, and he's going to be swarmed under. Might have lost a yard back to the 5-yard line. Yeah, so it'll be second down and goal. Yeah, poor Whitehead. He had two options, either a disaster or a complete disaster.
Yeah, either way, and again, you're talking about a decision that I would imagine, as I look at their deal, I don't see Whitehead listed as a punter, and
no.
So and a freshman at that as well. So that's a tough place on your goal line to be put into, and he probably realistically did about the best thing that he could do is tuck it, try to get a couple yards, and let your defense hopefully maybe stop right here.
Weeks now, he has Kipperus to his right and Carruthers to his left, second down and goal. JoJo's going to keep it himself, but the Badgers are able to stop him after he picked up a yard to the four-yard line. It'll be third down and goal now.
Yeah, good job by the Badgers defense right there, shuffling right into the middle and really stopping anything that would go up the middle at all. And JoJo tucks it, tries to get in, and just not able to stretch that long arm in.
Third down and goal. Man on the near side at receiver. He's got Martinez and Stover to the left side. Back to throw. He's going to throw it toward man in the end zone, and I believe it is incomplete. Well covered in that end zone, so now it's going to be fourth down.
I bet we see the kicker here. Yeah, we're going to see the field goal kicker come in here. That's an opportunity to get this young man some live game time experience, and you can't do that in practice. So a field goal kicker can be extremely useful.
Coles is going to try to boot his second, first field goal of the night. They're going to spot it. Let's call this the 11. It's kind of in between the 10 and 11. We'll give him an extra yard here. 21-yard field goal attempt is up, and it is good. 4:14 left to play in the first half. Our score, Wimberley 38 and Lampasas 3. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from Austin Community College, providing professional training in healthcare, information technology, and other in-demand fields that transfer to UT and Texas State. More information at austincc.edu/spring. ACC is a Texas non-for-profit educational institution. Start here. Get there.
And by Ball Brothers Painting, providing professional drywall and painting services for commercial and residential homes, as well as remodels. Information online at ballbrotherspainting.com or at 1-800-PAINTING.
Nick Coles decided he wanted to score a few more points, so he kicks a 21-yard field goal with 4:13 left to play in the first half, stretching the Wimberley lead to 38-3. Mike Blackwell, Jared Robinson with you from Texan Stadium in Wimberley tonight. Coles the kickoff. It's going to bounce at about the 20, and it's going to be taken there by the return man and out to the 25-yard line. That's Cameron Averts. On the return, it'll be first down for Lampasas. 38-3, Jared. We were talking in the middle of a break a couple of breaks ago. Going to see a lot of kids playing here tonight for probably both of these teams, I would think, with this thing as out of hand as it is.
Yeah, I'm going to probably look to start seeing some slight changes here pretty quickly if you're the Wimberley Texan defense, just to get them some live looks before halftime. That way you can kind of go in and evaluate what these kind of, not replacements, but younger players here in Wimberley are going to be able to do. Obviously, you want to create some depth if you're Doug Warren as well on your defensive side right here, and it's a good opportunity with 4 minutes left here in the second quarter.
Ball at the 26-yard line given to Williams. Big hole to the 30, 35, and stepping out of bounds is Sean Williams out to the 39-yard line. That's a first down for Lampasas. And I'll tell you, Mr. Williams is impressive. I know they're getting beat by 5 touchdowns, but he's a good little scat back.
There, again, we talked about it earlier. Their offense just hasn't been able to have that big play yet. We saw it earlier, but they just haven't been able to strike that one. They haven't been terrible, though.
Now the quarterback, Whitehead, is under duress and just had to kind of throw it away on that far sideline. Second down and 10. Now the officials are talking. I don't know if he got rid of it before his knee hit the ground or what. I'm not sure what they're talking about.
They're going to flag him for
intentional grounding.
Intentional
maybe?
Grounding right here. Nope, they're going to wave off the flag on the top side.
The official looks like he's going to come over and Well, I thought he was going to come over and explain it to Doug Warren, but he's not. So back to the original line of scrimmage, second down and 10.
And Doug's asking the line judge right here that he's about, the receiver was about 17 yards away from
right.
the pass. And so Coach Warren's thinking, JoJo threw that same ball earlier. Why aren't we calling it now?
That's right. Here's the give to Williams off right tackle. He's able to get a couple of yards. It'll be second down and 8. And I can assure you the officials know what the score is, Jared.
Oh, yes.
And, I'm not going to assume that they're going to call the game in a certain manner, but
I don't.
You know, human nature takes over at some point, right?
It does. We saw it earlier on the Stover when he went out of bounds, and they said, "Run the clock,
run the clock." Third down and 7 now for Whitehead. Snap is fumbled. He's looking left and throwing left. Scott Perino downfield and in and out of the hands of the wide receivers. Had an outstanding year this year, but not much luck here tonight. It's incomplete. It'll be fourth down, and Texans have an injured player. I don't know if that's Gavin Martinez on the coverage there or what.
I think Martinez came out of the game a little bit earlier. It looked like he rolled over the ball, so maybe kind of knocked the wind out of him. But a good throw by the quarterback right there. I mean, really off of 1 foot, a good spiral, and just wasn't able to be hauled in by the wide receiver.
Good coverage by the Texans as well. Hey, be sure and like our Facebook page and get all of the latest scores, future games, and information about the Texans. Facebook.com/Wimberly Radio. There you have it.
Hunter Benoli. But he is okay. He just got the wind knocked out of him, it looks like. I tell you what, he's as far as they come, he's as tough as nails. There's several of these young men that, again, I've had the opportunity to coach and in some different capacities, baseball, some other things as well. And it's a they got some of these kids on this team, him and Brady Corbett. And I tell you what, if I was ever moving, those are two young men that I would call because they're strong as an ox.
Come on over. Move that couch.
Yeah. I think Brady could probably move it by himself.
He's going to be just fine as he comes over to the sideline now. And again, Whitehead is back to punt the ball away, and the Texan offense will get it with 3:13 left to play in the first half. Martinez standing at his 22-yard line to field the punt. I think he needs to take a step or two up. I don't think it's going to go that far, but they've scouted Lampasas better than I have this week. So
he says he's going to catch it on the run.
Is that the deal?
That's what he told me.
So he can be
running it.
I get it, yeah.
So he's
that's a good idea.
Here's
the punt.
Going to have to run way up on that one.
And it bounces at the 25. Martinez has it. Moving right, looking for some running room, and running out of running room is Gavin. He gets it to his 21-yard line, and that's where the Texans will take over with 3:01 left to play in the first half.
Got a flag on the play, Mike. I just saw it come in right there.
Oh, good. That's always good.
I think that's this may be one of those that's we call it the 38-3 flag. Yeah, I think that's – I don't know. We'll see what it
They're
was called.
They're having a four-man committee meeting at about the 25-yard line. Again, stay with us at halftime. We'll throw it out to the field, let you enjoy the bands, let you have some music. Again, next week we'll be in Canyon Lake. And for the life of me, I can't – understand why we're taking 10 minutes here to make this call.
Well, the good news is it went from a four-man to a three-man discussion.
That's always good.
So one of them walked away. I think he may not have got his way, and so the other three are still discussing. They're pointing. I don't know if they're talking about a halftime meal or
see what the call is. Now he's ready to go.
Oh, nope, we're not ready.
Now he's going to talk to the other official.
We're going to bring a fifth man in.
That's right.
Oh.
You were talking about the Aggies. Who do the Aggies play this week?
You
have any idea?
No, I actually don't. That's terrible. I'm probably going to get a text from Brian.
You'll get a text from him.
Yeah.
Now they've moved the ball to the 23-yard line. My Longhorns play the Southern California Trojans.
I'm
a little leery of that
little
game.
Rematch.
They're calling it a rematch, but we don't have number 10 anymore, so I'm thinking that's not a rematch, unless we have the same players.
Yeah.
Well, he explained it. It kind of gave a half-hearted holding call.
It was a block in the back, actually.
Oh, is that what it was?
That was the longest decision to make a block in the back call I've ever seen.
See where they spotted. They're going to mark it from the 23-yard line. So,
Brian says, you la la. I have no idea what that means.
Oh, that's University of Louisiana Lafayette, I'm sure.
There it is.
And, you know, the Aggies, and your friend will be mad at me for saying this.
Uh-oh.
They beat Nicholls State by a total of 7 points last week.
Yes, I do remember that.
Was it Nicholls State?
It was Nicholls State. That is correct, yes.
But my team's the Longhorns, so I'm not going to talk too much. First down and 10 for the Texans. Throw it out right side. A quick pass to, I believe, Krebs, who gets it out to the 12-yard line. I think that was Hayden.
It was.
And that's a pickup of 3. It'll be second down and 7. 2:40 left to play in the first half. Texans in no big hurry here, leading it 38-3. Play clock is at 17. Carruthers to the right of Weeks. Weeks is going to throw it out left. It's caught. Far sideline, that's Martinez, and he's going to be spun down after a gain of 2 to the 14-yard line, and it'll be third down and 5 now for the Texans.
Yeah, continuing those kind of three-step stop patterns by the Texans wide receivers. We've seen Gavin, we've seen Krebs kind of do the bubble pass on the outside, and they're just continuing those kind of short, quick hitters. We saw the downfield pass earlier to Stover. That was a big hitter, but a lot of yak for those out there.
That's
yards
right.
After catch. You like that? That's a
I
big
like
term.
I like that yak. Here's the screen pass, and not a whole lot of yak on that catch. In fact, they get it back to the line of scrimmage. That was Carruthers who caught it. He was tackled immediately. Fourth down for the Texans. How about this? Texans going to punt.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
I think Moss actually caught that with a guy on his back. I believe that there was
a
defender on his back when he caught it. So looks like we got a timeout here.
Which could be interpreted as a penalty sometimes. you weren't going to say
many
it.
Many flags as we've seen so far, I will not ask for another one.
Our game tonight, during the timeout, we'll share it with you. Of course, our primary sponsor, Seton Medical Center Hayes. We're also supported tonight and every Friday night by CommuniCare Health Center of Wimberley, Austin Community College, Ball Brothers Paint and Drywall, REMAX agent A.J. Harwood, Onion Creek Volkswagen, AMM Collision Centers in Dripping Springs and Wimberley, Charles Schwab agent Brian Carpenter in Dripping Springs, and State Farm agent Byron Eccles in Wimberley. Certainly want to thank all of those fine folks as Wyatt Mann stands near his own goal line to punt the ball away.
Now, I was bragging on him earlier, and he was punting from the goal line to the 50 or 45-yard line of Lampasas. So I'm curious
if you're going to jinx him or not.
Yes, there was no rush earlier, but
here's the punt. It's a good one. You did not jinx him. He did not disappoint.
Holy moly.
Way down to the Lampasas 40-yard line. Finally picked up by the return man. And he's going to go to the right side to the 40 and out of bounds at his own 48-yard line. That's Dante Cuffey. And looks like the officials totally ignored a block in the back at about the 35-yard line. Wimberley coaching staff saying, hey, you know, we got to keep calling the game here, even though it's 38-3.
Yeah, that one wasn't...
I could see that. Didn't you see that?
Yeah, I got to tell you, that one was probably one of the most blatant block in the backs I've seen.
Gosh.
And I don't believe there was any other people close within about 7 yards
no.
of both of those players as he hit him in the back. So maybe a swallowed whistle, we'll call it, right there.
I think so, too. Yet another 38-3 decision. Whitehead will turn and give it to Williams. Sean is able to get it to the 50 and still on his feet to the 47-yard line. And I don't know how big Williams is, but, boy, he's got a lot of heart. I can see that already. It's 38-3, and that little guy is giving it all he's got.
Their offense in general has not stopped. I mean, they just haven't had the break of the big play. Whitehead just hadn't had that guy who's come down with the ball yet.
He overthrows that one. That's incomplete. He tries to hit his receiver over the middle. Incomplete, Michael Gwynn. Yeah, they haven't been able to sustain anything. You know, they do well for a play or two, and the Wimberley defense is just too much.
Well, we talked about it earlier. Early downs, they've been having some success, exactly like what you're talking about. Sean Williams had some success on the ground, and they tend to maybe go towards the pass a little bit more later in the sets of downs. Here they are, third and five, and the Wimberley defense, another chance to have another stop.
Looks like Lampasas is going to take a timeout. We'll take it with them. Our score, 38 Wimberley, 3 for Lampasas. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for this Texan football broadcast is provided by RE/MAX Real Properties, Allison J. Harwood Broker, services for residential, farm and ranch, and investment properties in Wimberley and the surrounding Hill Country. More info at remax.com/Wimberley.
And by AMM Collision Center, specializing in complete body and paint repair for residents in Austin and the Texas Hill Country. 4 locations, including in Dripping Springs on Highway 290, west of the light at Sunset Canyon. More information, including hours of operation, online at ammcollision.com and by phone at 512-894-3888.
Third down and five. Texans trying to hold the Badgers here late. 18 seconds left to play in the first half. Lampasas with the ball, trying to keep a drive alive. Texans won the toss at the beginning of the football game and received, and so Lampasas will get the ball first in the third quarter, if any of you out there are wondering.
Yes. Yeah, everybody's.
At this point, they're anxiously wondering who's going to get the ball first in the second half. Whitehead now. There's all kinds of confusion now as the officials are over here talking to Doug Warren.
Play clock hasn't even started yet.
And despite the big lead, Doug doesn't look too pleased right now.
No, we talked about it earlier in the year that when Coach Warren gets upset, he throws that playbook behind his back and kind of holds it on his hip right there.
Yeah, hands on the hip look. Yeah.
If you're here listening, he's doing it.
That's right. Doug's not overly demonstrative on the sideline usually, so you have to pick up those subtle little body language things from Doug to kind of know how he feels. Third down and five now. Whitehead back to throw, looking, throwing, right side, Perino. Did he catch it?
He did.
He caught it, and he's going to be pushed out of bounds at the 10-yard line. Just kind of a little fade pattern there, Jared, and nice-looking offensive play. 14 seconds left to play now. So Badgers trying to punch it in. I think they've used all their timeouts, so they're rushing to the line of scrimmage. They're going to restart the clock, or I thought they were, and they haven't. Well, he went out of bounds. There's the snap. It's on the ground. Whitehead's in trouble, but he's got some running room and brought down at the 17-yard line. 5 seconds left, 4 seconds, and they're going to stop the clock as Lampasas takes a timeout. We'll keep it right here since we're right at the end of the first half here, Jared. And now I had thought they had already used all their timeouts, but obviously they haven't. I believe that's the last one. So you just have to throw this one into the end zone, don't you? With 4 seconds, I mean, you got to.
Yeah, at this point, field goal really doesn't do you any good. 38-6 going in at halftime is not what you're wanting. You're wanting to put six on the board right here. And if you're the Texans, you got to be happy with what you've done so far on offense, obviously. But you kind of expect it a little bit with this offense. But your defense has really shown up again for the second straight week. Again, we talked about Giddings last week, and we've talked about this Lampasas team scored, 67 last week? I know it was obviously a different team, different game type deal, but you still put up 67 points. You're doing pretty good. Sean Williams, we can see what he can do on the ground if he can be able to consistently do it. But when you fall down so much and so quickly as Texans jumped out to the lead, it limits your playbook on what you can do with Sean Williams sometimes.
No doubt. And at some point in the game, if it gets too out of hand, you start kind of playing prevent offense too. And
That's right. Say,
what the heck, I'm going to give the ball to him, let the clock run.
Yeah.
Here we go, 4 seconds now. This will probably be the last play of the half, obviously. Whitehead from the shotgun. He has Williams to his right. Two wide receivers on each side of the field. Back to throw. Looking left. Now in trouble. Looking and throwing. And he just kind of threw that one away. And there's, for whatever reason, 3 seconds left on the clock. And that's a mistake. And so I'm thinking now they're going to go ahead and call this the end of the half. The official hasn't made any indication. And there was 4 seconds prior to that snap. He ran around for, that was a 6 or 7 second play, Jared.
Yeah, they're going to say 1 second went off the clock. I'm almost positive that obviously that's more than a 1 second play.
And there's that, and there's also the fact he didn't throw it to any receiver.
Nobody, I was going to say it's a penalty anyways.
Back to throw now, and they're going to throw this, and it's going to be caught at the 10. Nope, it hit the ground. Incomplete, and mercifully, the first half comes to an end, and a good one for the Wimberley Texans. Texans leading Lampasas at halftime by a score of 38-3. Stay with us, everybody. We'll have our halftime show after this timeout. You're listening to the Texans on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from AMM Collision Center, specializing in complete body and paint repair for residents in Austin and the Texas Hill Country. 4 locations, including in Dripping Springs on Highway 290, west of the light at Sunset Canyon. More information, including hours of operation, online at ammcollision.com and by phone at 512-894-3888. Financial support comes from Charles Schwab Incorporated, member SIPC, on Highway 290 in Dripping Springs, and Brian Carpenter, branch leader, financial consultant. Personalized financial guidance for residents of the Texas Hill Country. Information at schwab.com/drippingsprings.
By Seton Medical Center Hayes, offering comprehensive cardiovascular care from diagnostic services to open heart surgery for the residents of Wimberley and surrounding communities. Located at 6001 Kyle Parkway in Kyle. More information about cardiology services at seton.net/Hayes.